Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, and a great day for the Medved extended family. I just found out, actually via my wife, who saw a notice on Facebook a couple of hours ago, the first member of my family got a COVID-19 vaccine. And who was it? It was my brother Jonathan in Israel. They are making sure that this week everybody over 60 is getting vaccinated. And again, let me just say a word here about this before we go on, because when you talk about a lack of social trust, the idea, and I've been bombarded by emails and articles, and the idea that people are going to avoid or withhold or not get a vaccine that could not only save your life, could help turn back the pandemic. Look, today the Bidens are getting their vaccine. Mike Pence got his vaccine. Anyone who can, this is a great blessing. It is a great achievement by the prior administration, by this administration, the Trump administration. Fine. But for it to work and for it to turn around the pandemic and get our country back to normal, people have to be willing to take the vaccine. There's a fringe group, unfortunately, it's a fringe group on the right. I won't even give them the honor of mentioning the name. And I got a 7-8-page email from this group basically saying that both the Pfizer and the Moderna vaccines are crimes against humanity. And I'm sorry, this is a blessing and a tremendous achievement of our science and the world science and the world working together. So again, let us look up the Congress of the United States is supposed to finish this bill, which President Trump will sign, and we're going to get checks out in the mail. We're going to try to limit the damage to our economy. Let's also do the best we can for our health. Something that doesn't help our health, however, is the subject of a Michael Medved multicultural moment.
And now, a celebration of diversity in action. It's time for Toleration.
What the flower people say.
Tranquility.
All the people.
And harmony.
Living life in peace.
Here is a Michael Medved multicultural moment.
Okay, there's a piece in City Journal that shows just how destructive multiculturalism, I think, can be. And where else? In Seattle. Where else? In the Seattle public schools. Now, what's ironic about this is Seattle public schools are closed. They're closed because of COVID-19. And who knows when they open up again. But they have found time for a big training session for teachers, in which American schools were deemed guilty of spirit murder against their black students. The United States is, quote, a race-based white supremacist society. The training taught all these teachers. And white teachers must, quote, bankrupt their privilege and acknowledgement of their thieved inheritance. This is going to help everything so much. This is a piece in City Journal by Christopher Rufo, who's also involved, as I am, with Discovery Institute here in Seattle. And Christopher has been a guest on this show. And this is stunning. He writes, according to whistleblower documents I've obtained from the session, the trainers began by claiming that the teachers are colonizers, quote, of the ancestral lands and traditional territories of the Puget Sound Coast Salish people. Then, next to an image of the Black Power fist, the trainers for the teachers said that, quote, the United States was built off the stolen labor of kidnapped and enslaved black people's work, which created the profits that created our nation. In the presentation materials, the organization of the session identify themselves by both gender pronouns and race labels. For example, one speaker identified himself as he, him, white, while another is identified as she, her, black, half black, and half white. It has become commonplace in academia to use gender pronoun identifiers, but the expectation for explicit race baiting in the workplace appears to be novel. Can you imagine? You have to make a declaration of what your racial ancestry is before people listen to you. The central message of the training session, and then again this for public school teachers, is that white teachers must recognize that, quote, they are assigned considerable power and privilege in our society because of their possession of white skin. Consequently, to atone for their collective guilt, white teachers must be willing to, quote, reject their whiteness and become dedicated anti-racist educators. In the most disturbing portion of the session, writes Christopher Rufo, the teachers discussed spirit murder, which, according to Bettina Love, is the concept that American schools, quote, murder the souls of black children every day through systemic, institutionalized, anti-black, state-sanctioned violence. Bettina Love, who originated the concept, declares that the education system is, quote, invested in murdering the souls of black children. Even in the most ostensibly progressive institutions like the Seattle public school system. The goal of these inflammatory racial equity programs is to transform Seattle schools into activist organizations. At the conclusion of the training, teachers must stand up and explain how they will practice anti-racist pedagogy, how they will address the current social justice movements taking place, and become anti-racist outside the classroom. In other words, this is training people not only how to teach, but supposedly how to live outside the classroom. They're told to divide the world into, quote, enemies, allies, and accomplices, and to work toward the abolition of whiteness. And Christopher Rufo writes in this piece, and I think he's correct, is this is a tragedy for students. Seattle public schools have been closed to on-campus learning since the early days of the COVID outbreak. In September, the school district reported that fewer than half of students attended any of the school's remote instruction, with even worse attendance rates for minorities. Rather than address this crisis, which is a real crisis, which has doubtless expanded racial disparities, the district prioritized white privilege training for teachers. Seattle schools, writes Rufo, which did not provide comment for this story, claim that they are, quote, teaching tolerance. If only, he writes, in truth, they are teaching hate. And speaking of teaching hate, what about the idea that somebody's vote should count twice because of skin color, because of heritage? Can you imagine what the reaction would be if somebody said, hey, I think white people should be counted twice because we're the majority after all, and at least for a little while longer? if somebody said that, people would say, racist, disgusting, undemocratic. But now there's a serious professor who says black Americans should count twice with their votes. Why? We'll get to that coming up.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. MyPillow is patented and adjusts to any sleep position. It's washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty, and it's 100% made in the USA. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. That's $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products. Not only are you getting the lowest prices ever, but they're going to make the best Christmas gifts ever. Buy now and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MEDVED. Call 800-320-6280. Promo code MEDVED.
I've been in back pain since my early 20s. Now I'm 51. In my early 20s, I worked for the state prison. I got injured and I was off work for about a year. I'm now a train engineer. I basically sit all day long. My wife making me take Relief Factor literally changed my life. I don't feel like I'm 20 again, but my back does.
Relief Factor really can help. The 3-week quick start is here to stay. It's discounted all the way down to $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. There are no drugs, no chemicals, just good, healthful stuff. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Call 833-654-PAIN. It's toll free. 833-654-PAIN. Or go to the website michaelmedved.com and click on the big banner for Relief Factor. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Coming down, I'm watching it fall, watching the people around. Baby, please come home. The church bells in town.
And in this this holiday season, certainly one of the things that doesn't feel at all festive at all is that massive cyber attack that all of the experts in intelligence and in cybersecurity have said it's Russia. The president says it could be China, and he says it's fully under control. He spoke about it fairly late in the game, but he did speak about it. Okay, so could he be right? Could it be China? And what do we do about it? We'll be speaking about that with Lieutenant Colonel Ralph Peters, Fox News contributor, former Fox News contributor, and an expert on intelligence and foreign policy, that coming up on the Michael Medved Show. Talking about suspicions and basically a damage, it seems to me, to the social fabric in this country, which is what a cyber attack is about. I think that kind of damage was done by a piece that's gotten a lot of discussion, just appeared in The Nation. And The Nation, of course, long-standing, 100-year-old voice of the left in the magazine world. And there's a piece, a contribution in the argument section where it says, the argument is a column where writers and thinkers propose a provocative idea that may not be politically realizable in the short term. Okay, this is a provocative idea that is a terrible idea in every sense of the world. It's not only not politically realizable in the short term, it's not political realizable ever and never should be. But the idea is this. Professor Brandon Hasbrook, who is the assistant professor of law at Washington and Lee University in Lexington, Virginia, a beautiful campus, by the way, and a very fine college and university. But his piece is entitled, The Votes of Black Americans Should Count Twice. Vote reparations would empower us to replace oppressive institutions with life-affirming structures of equality. Okay. He begins by saying black votes in this country are worth less than white votes. Joe Biden won the Electoral College because black voters in Atlanta, Detroit, Milwaukee, and Philadelphia turned out in significant numbers. But even with overwhelming black support, 94% of Detroit voted for Biden, the outcomes in Georgia, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania were worryingly close. See, this is just nuts. In other words, he says black votes in this country are worth less than white votes. He just lists all of these crucial states, the states that actually gave Joe Biden his victory. And all of them are states with very substantial black population, Georgia, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania. Particularly Georgia and Pennsylvania and Michigan have substantial black populations. And so how are these black votes less if they made the difference to give Joe Biden victory in those states, and it's victory in those states that made him president? Here's what he says. The core problem is the Electoral College. Wyoming, which has just 580,000 residents and is 93% white, gets three electors because of its two senators and one representative in the House. By comparison, Georgia's 5th congressional district, which includes Atlanta, has 710,000 residents and it's 58% black. But it has no dedicated electors or senators, and can only occasionally overcome the mostly white and conservative votes from elsewhere in the state. But see, the point is, it does have its own dedicated elector. There's 16 electoral votes in Georgia, one each for each of the two senators, and then 14 for the 14 congressional districts in the state. Okay. And then, as faulty as his analysis is, this professor of law goes on to say, but there's another way to undo the damage of the Electoral College and other structurally racist political institutions. we can implement vote reparations by double counting ballots cast by all black residents. The poisonous legacy of slavery applies to black people regardless of when we or our ancestors arrived in this country. Vote reparations should also extend to Native Americans. Slavery is rightly called America's original sin, but so too was the United States' genocidal seizure of land from its original inhabitants. These are not the only examples of American oppression. We should include it in vote reparations, others who have suffered similar disenfranchisement. That women? Women were disenfranchised for a long time, for a longer time than black people. They were. So do women get double votes too? Everybody gets double votes except for white males? He writes, one of the largest objections to monetary reparations is the impracticality of implementing them on a scale that would meaningfully address the injustice. Vote reparations, in contrast, would be a simple, low-cost way to begin to make amends. Okay, this is clearly going to run into all kinds of constitutional problems. The 14th Amendment to the Constitution guarantees every American equal protection of the laws. I think the idea that you count some people's votes more than others doesn't guarantee equal protections of the laws. And, of course, this brings up the infamous three-fifths clause at a time when black people didn't vote at all, but they counted, even though they could not vote, they counted as three-fifths of a person for the purpose of actually building up the influence of slave owners. In other words, the right thing to do, of course, is not count them. If they can't possibly be enabled to vote, they shouldn't be counted as, however, that what the Constitution does is the Constitution sets up, and this is very relevant to other disputes about the census right now, the Constitution sets up that the apportionment of different states should be based on how many residents are there, not how many voters. In any event, he talks about, Professor Hasbrook, another suggestion that his plan would make black Americans' votes worth five-thirds to make up for the fact that their votes were only accounted for apportionment purposes as three-fifths. But see, that misunderstands what happened. The black people, slave people, were not, before liberation, given three-fifths of a vote. They were given no votes. They were just allowed to increase the power of slave owners by counting for the three-fifths. The entire idea is insane, and it won't happen. But something that will happen, a response, and what should it be, to the Russian cyber attack that threatens the United States. We'll get to that coming up.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Well, the bill should have happened sooner. Republican Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana speaking there on Fox News regarding a new coronavirus relief bill, which is expected to pass today and then be signed by President Trump. As far as if the bill will help, Senator Kennedy reminds everyone,
"Oh, it's real help. It's $1 trillion, for God's sakes. What is that, $1,000 million?
Part of that plan does include another check of up to $600 for Americans that qualify. President Trump's re-election campaign is wanting the Supreme Court to get involved in the dispute over the election. At issue is the state's mail-in voting system that came under scrutiny ahead of the November election, the campaign saying they violated the Constitution by setting up looser mail-in voting rules. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Pleasure to welcome back to this show Colonel Ralph Peters. He's a retired Army Lieutenant Colonel, and he's also a former enlisted man. He's a controversial strategist. He's veteran of the intelligence community, a best-selling, prize-winning novelist, great novels, a series of them about the Civil War. And he's a journalist who's covered multiple conflicts, appears frequently in broadcast media, is a longtime contributor to Fox News. And he's a lifelong traveler with experience in over 70 countries. His most recent books, one of them, are posted at our website at michaelmedved.com, including The War in 2020. It's a mass market paperback, and it was looking ahead from a long time before 2020. Ralph, great to speak with you. Merry Christmas.
And happy holidays as relevant.
Thank you. Absolutely right. Well, Hanukkah's over, so it's still relevant.
Yeah,
but in any event, right now there's a great deal of concern about this cyber attack on the United States. Apparently we've never had anything quite this serious before in terms of cyber warfare. Everyone, including Bill Barr and Mike Pompeo and members of the president's cabinet, says it's Russia. The president says, first of all, it's no big deal. He says it's not a big thing. It's only a big thing on fake news. And he says it's totally under control, and it may be China. Is he right?
No. Michael, I'm going to let you in on a secret, and I need all your listeners to keep it, too. I'm going to reveal to you a goofy gift I got from my wife for Christmas. It's a sweatshirt, and it says in big bold letters, "Underestimate me." And under that it says, "Yeah, that'll be fun." And that's Vladimir Putin. I should send him one. Because the problem we've had, the younger Bush, Obama, and Trump especially, people underestimate Putin. Europeans underestimated Putin. And, of course, there are many unanswered questions still about the relationship between Putin and Trump. We'll set the relationship aside for now, because it's certainly going to end soon. But the bottom line is this. People have always underestimated Putin. I have maintained, as you know, since Putin came to power, that he is brilliant. He's a snake. He has a personal, deep, profound, cutting hatred of the United States. He blames us for everything that went wrong in the Soviet Union and for the loss of the Soviet Empire. And Vladimir Putin is willing to make Russians suffer pain if he can make us suffer pain. And he has unleashed his intelligence agencies to hurt us any way they can. Now, this intelligence collection scheme, apparently done by the very equivalent of the CIA, the Foreign Intelligence Network, the SVR, we don't know how broad a scope it still is. We know it's very broad. We know it's affected dozens of agencies. How bad it is, we don't know because we're just figuring it out as we go along. But it's serious, and it's been observed by others. It may be the most successful cyber espionage operation yet. It certainly appears to be. We need to take it seriously. And the idea that all of our intelligence agencies agree that this was Russia, one of President Trump's staunchest allies until recently, Attorney General Barr, says it was Russia. Nobody thinks there's signs that it was Chinese. So why? It remains an open question, Michael, as to why President Trump still defends Putin, why he tries to blame the Chinese when it's obviously a Russian operation. And I can only tell you that the answers will come out sooner or later, might be much later, but sooner or later the Russians are going to leak their side of this.
Okay, Mike Pompeo, who was head of the CIA for 2 years, and he was in Congress before that, and of course he's Secretary of State, he said on the radio, it's Russia. And he has no doubt about that. What, assuming that in the 700 hours, and that's what Nancy Pelosi says, left of the Trump administration, nothing substantial is going to happen in way of a response. What should be the response of the Biden administration, if any?
Well, it is difficult. The greatest challenge is that we are in a new age of what's called hybrid warfare, of warfare on many, many different fronts. The kind of effort Putin pulled off successfully in Crimea, not so successfully in eastern Ukraine, where you use cyber tactics, because international law, the laws and conventions governing warfare, have not yet dealt with cyber. So what is an act of war? Well, it certainly appears by traditional standards this was an act of war. But are we ready to pull the trigger and drop bombs? No, we're not. So what we need to do are several things. First of all, identify realistically the gravity of the problem and the scope of the problem. Second, look for asymmetrical ways to respond. Now, Russia has a notable advantage over us in that they're not as developed. You know, we are super reliant on internet connectivity, on now on the cloud, on various nodes and synapses between the collective global nervous system. Russia relies on it to an extent, but not so much. So if you try to take Russia on the same way, it's a losing game. So you've got to figure out comprehensive, long-term strategic approaches to countering Russia in ways that aren't just tit-for-tat, in ways that hurt them in unexpected ways and hurt them more than they hurt us. Because that's the only hope you have in backing the Russians down and getting them to knock it off, is to hurt them harder than they can hurt us. And so far we haven't done it, again, because we don't know what the rules are. We have really good tech people, obviously. We're the world's tech leaders. Our government is good tech people. But they're on a short leash. We can scope them out. We can investigate the Russians. We can look at them. But before we take aggressive action, you got to say, Mother, may I? And it goes all the way to the president in many cases. Putin gives what our military calls mission-type orders. In other words, Putin doesn't micromanage this. He micromanages the assassination attempts on Navalny, but he doesn't micromanage what the GRU and the SVR and other intelligence agencies are doing. If they see an opportunity to hit us and they think they can get away with it, they can do it, unless it's of the very most sensitive nature. So the Russian
Let me ask you a very sensitive question. Is that Christopher Krebs was our top cybersecurity official. He was fired by President Trump a couple of weeks ago because he said we had a very fair, clean election, and President Trump didn't agree. Were we more vulnerable? I don't believe he's even been replaced. If our top cybersecurity guy has just gotten fired, did that invite this kind of attack?
Well, it certainly would encourage this kind of attack, but it appears that this attack has been going on for months. Some suspect since last spring. We don't know yet. That's the thing. This attack was so sophisticated, so pervasive, and so incisive that we don't know how far the Russians really got. We don't know when they started, and we're still trying to figure it out. Now, obviously, I'm no longer privy to classified material, but I can say these things with certainty. And again, it comes down to taking the Russian threat seriously. And I always think of when Obama was running for re-election, and he and Romney were debating, and Candy Crowley, the nefarious Candy Crowley, asked the question, well, who's our greatest threat in the future? And Mitt Romney said Russia, and Obama said, oh, 1980s are calling. They want their security policy back, or something of that ilk. And everybody laughed. But Romney was absolutely right. Don't underestimate Putin. Don't underestimate Russian malice. I mean, our government doesn't do things purely out of malice as a rule. The Russians do things out of malice all the time.
Okay, this is so important, and all the more reason to look up some of the recent articles by retired Lieutenant Colonel Ralph Peters. They're posted at our website at michaelmedved.com, including his book, The War in 2020. More about what next and internal divisions paralyzing the United States coming up on The Medved Show.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
In this great holiday season, maybe you're wondering about what you can buy for a person that has everything. Well, how about donating on that person's behalf to a child who has nothing? Being a third world nation, Uganda was hit particularly hard with COVID-19 and lockdowns. There are literally millions of parents who are looking into a child's eyes and not being able to tell them where the next meal can come from. One of the places it can come from is a great humanitarian organization that I am proud to link with here. It is called Next Generation Ministries, and they are there to help provide food and medical needs, particularly for children and their mothers. Your gift of $10 can feed a hungry child for an entire week. $40 can feed a child for a month. $200 can feed a family of five people for a month. Click on the banner at our website for Next Generation Ministries. This is a great organization. Click on the banner at michaelmedved.com. That's michaelmedved.com. With Election Day now behind us, our economic and social problems, well, they're still here. And people are uncertain about the future, of course, with a nervous world economy and coronavirus numbers still rising. Well, wealth protection is more important than ever. I've bought gold, silver, and even platinum from my good friend and coin and bullion expert for over 40 years, Nick Rovich. Nick owns AmFed Coin and Bullion in Arizona, and he has over 25,000 long-term satisfied clients all across the United States and an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. He's earned a reputation for honesty, for expertise, and for trust among his peers and his customers. He's a court-certified expert, and AmFed is the only company I trust in that unregulated coin and bullion industry. Whether you're interested in acquiring or selling rare coins or precious metals, call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com, 800-221-7694, and learn more at AmericanFederal.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the one I used to know, where the trees.
Just before you put the name up, I was going to ask you, Jeremy, is that Dean Martin? The Dino Rossetti, his real name. I don't know how they go from Rossetti to Martin, but a charming actor, perhaps not of the greatest depth of one of the actors in Hollywood, but of course, a great, very popular singer. Speaking about very popular, there is this amazing company. I'm just sitting here reading about it, and it's fascinating. It's a company called Broadman 17, which develops hyper-efficient software to bring AI capabilities to low-power edge devices. Now, investors in this Israeli company include Samsung Next, Sony Innovation Fund, and Maniv Mobility. The word on this company, Broadman 17, artificial intelligence is revolutionizing many industries. Conventional AI algorithms are very processor intensive and require expensive power hungry ICs, limiting ways in which AIs can be deployed. This company, and they're going to explain this at a webinar which you can join. And the webinar is tomorrow morning, American time, tomorrow evening, Israeli time. And if you can't make the webinar to meet the CEO and co-founder, Adi Pinchas, and learn more about this company, they'll send you a recording of the call. Now, all of this is free. You have to register. But it's free. Check it out. This is a fascinating opportunity. I mean, if you take a look at this startup, where they already have investments from Samsung and Sony, this is a very good company to check out. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for Our Crowd. Look for the banner for Our Crowd. That is my newly vaccinated brother's company. And it's a great opportunity, particularly with this new conference call coming up tomorrow. Check it out, michaelmedved.com. Okay, there is so much craziness simply going on. We were talking before about this attempt to seriously suggest that people who have suffered in the past should get double votes. And I guess that would have to include Asian Americans. There were many, many years where Asian Americans were not allowed to vote. They were not allowed to immigrate. We had a Chinese Exclusion Act that was passed in 1881. So this entire notion is, it's not only obnoxious, but it's profoundly un-American. Because the idea that everybody gets to vote and everybody's vote gets to count is a basic American idea. And when he says, well, what about these black districts? One of the ways that you can deal with that is with a statewide reform where you break down the electoral votes per state. So if Joe Biden wins 49% of the vote in Georgia, he doesn't get all 16 votes. He'd probably get about 8. Because you break it down, probably more than that, because 2 for carrying the state, and then you do the 14 other votes according to congressional district. In any event, this Professor Hasbrook, who wants to double the amount of votes for oppressed minorities, says because white votes currently count more than black ones, double counting black votes would restore electoral balance. To address systemic racism, we must transform how we choose our government. Even if vote reparations are not instituted, black voters will keep tirelessly dragging our states toward a more perfect union. But just imagine our country if our votes counted twice. Okay, and then you talk about counting twice. There's this in the world of hypocrisy. Well, first of all, a scientific publication, very prominent publication, New England Journal of Medicine, they have a big headline, "We believe that it is now time to update the practice of designating sex on birth certificates. Sex designations on birth certificates offer no clinical utility, and they can be harmful for intersex and transgender people. Moving such designations below the line of demarcation would not compromise the birth certificate's public health function, but could avoid harm." Really? I understand. Don't they still do gender reveal parties? Somewhere they do. Does that have to stop? And again, the idea of removing any designation on a birth certificate and claiming there's a scientific basis for doing it? Well, of course, the whole argument is that gender is more complicated than male and female, and there are people who are intersex, and there are people who are non-binary, and there are people who are transgendered. But, of course, these theories are advanced this way in the New England Journal. Well, good luck. And then there is this when you talk about hypocrisy. A Seattle City Councilwoman called the police to her home on Friday to report a crime she is effectively trying to legalize, according to media reports. Lisa Herbold, who is one of the most extreme leftists in the extreme leftist city council in Seattle, on Friday called the police after a man reportedly threw a rock through her living room window. The councilwoman said she was on the west side of the living room near the kitchen when she heard a loud noise that sounded like a gunshot, and she dove into the kitchen for cover. Sounds like a movie. A neighbor told police that a person who was unathletic and a bad runner was seen leaving the area. The witness told officers he would recognize the suspect if he saw him again, but he declined an officer's business card to contact him for follow-up. The irony, reports My Northwest, the irony is that under a proposal introduced by Lisa Herbold, the city councilman whose home was attacked, the suspect could avoid criminal charges if he was caught. Because under her legislation, charges against most misdemeanor suspects could be dismissed if they can show symptoms of mental illness or addiction, or if they can prove the crime provided for a need to survive, a so-called poverty defense. Quote, it's giving people an opportunity to tell their stories and giving judges and juries the opportunity to hear their stories and make a decision based on the values of our city. That's what Lisa Herbold told the city council's committee on safety. In a situation where you took that sandwich because you were hungry and you were trying to meet your basic need of satisfying your hunger, we as the community will know that we should not punish that. That conduct is excused. So said one of her allies, Khandelwal, in supporting this legislation. Okay, the idea that if somebody steals that sandwich because you were hungry and you're trying to satisfy your basic needs, what about this basic need of the sandwich maker or somebody else who has actually paid for that sandwich to make a living? What about the impact of people throwing rocks through windows? And by the way, this is the same Lisa Herbold who has voted to defund the police, to provide for a declining number of officers. And who knows why this crazy person, who was described as unathletic and a bad runner, decided to throw a rock through her window. But for whatever reason he did it, I'm sure he could claim mental illness, in which case he could not be criminally prosecuted. This is a terrible situation. And the idea that we are now going to say that if somebody has a basic need for something, does that mean that if you steal drugs to feed your habit because you need, that's okay? And breaking in and destroying property and abandoning every standard? It is a crazy situation we're in. And it is extraordinarily important that people get involved to protect irrationality from taking full charge of the city of Seattle and trying to take full charge of this greatest nation on God's green earth. God forbid. We'll be right back.
My name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.